You know, when it comes to wireless carriers, sometimes what you see isn't always what you get, except with Visible. With Visible, what you see is exactly what you get. If you haven't heard of Visible, well, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. With Visible, there are no hidden fees, no fine print, no hassle, nothing to hide. It's just $25 a month, all taxes and fees included. And you don't need more than one line of wireless to save. You can save on a line all to yourself with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. And again, just $25 a month. The future of wireless is here, and it is transparent. If you want more transparency in your wireless plan, you want to be on the Visible plan. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. That's Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. This episode of GameScoop is sponsored by Squarespace. If you're looking for a way to make your business stand out and succeed online, Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for you. They take the stress out of creating an awesome website, engaging with your audience, and selling anything from products to content to time, so you're able to focus on, you know, everything else. In other words, you'll have more time for gaming. With the new guided design system, you can choose from curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, optimized for every device. And with Squarespace's integrated, optimized SEO tools, you'll show up more often to more people. Squarespace doesn't just make things easier for you. Checkout for your customers is made seamless with simple but powerful payment tools that allow you to accept credit cards, PayPal, and Apple Pay, and in eligible countries, offer the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and Clearpay. So whether you're just starting out or looking to expand your existing brand, be sure to visit squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/gamescoop to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/gamescoop for 10% off. Come get some. See where I live. IGN GameScoop. What's up, everybody? Welcome to IGN GameScoop. I'm your host, Damon Hatfield. Joining me this week, Justin Davis, Scoop. Jared Petty,
Scoop.
Sam Claiborne is here.
Hey, everybody.
We've got a great show for you this week. We're going to talk about Jumping Flash.
Ooh. Oh, yay! Yeah.
Jared's so happy.
I love Jumping Flash.
Of course you do.
We're going to talk about Day 1 DLC. But first, let's perform a thought experiment.
Okay. Ooh.
Imagine, if you will, there's a fictional person who has never played a video game.
Oh.
And they are about to obtain every console that has ever been released, but they can only get one game for each console.
Oh.
Wow.
So we're going to help them decide. So what we'll do is we'll come up with a list of the one must-play game on each console.
Wow. That's exciting.
This is impossible. I don't want to do it.
Where do we start?
That's all the scoops we have for this week.
Does this person have friends?
So. Yeah, let's consider this a normal person. Okay. They just haven't played
video. All right, great. That'd be the 2600 set. All right, there we go.
So,
do they have any other powers?
No, just a normal person.
Because if they can, okay. But they can make cons, can they, okay.
No, they don't, they
get the consoles. I have a lot of questions about how this person made these consoles.
They have a rich uncle that dies and gives them every video game.
Did he work at Nintendo?
No.
Oh, okay. That's scary. It's scary.
That's my band, so the Nintendo uncles.
We're looking for the single brightest star on each console.
Or are we? Because here's before, like,
okay,
like
okay.
If you pick the best game on each console, you might never get a puzzle game.
Well, sure. I mean, this is what we have to decide.
Oh. All right, there we go.
I think it should be something with broad appeal, so like you're pretty sure.
That's good. This all should only take a few minutes.
Yeah. Well, then let's get to it. What about the Atari 2600?
Are we going down the aisle here,
Pitfall.
Or just jumping?
I mean, just like
Warlords.
Warlords?
Yep.
Warlords. You have to have friends. If I say, I think if you have friends, I like Dodge 'em too.
Yeah, Dodge 'em's good. Dodge 'em's good. But with four player Warlords is still a blast. You can play that for hours.
Okay, so over something like Pong.
Yeah, totally.
Or Adventure.
Atari 2600 Warlords is better than arcade
Jared,
Warlords.
Jerry, take a deep breath and think about Adventure.
Oh, okay, there is Adventure.
See, I don't think Adventure is super playable.
Oh, it's not playable.
I disagree.
At all.
But you
I
can
disagree.
Break it in really interesting.
No, no.
Ways.
Level 3 of Adventure is still playable because it has an infinite reset thing.
No so one has
all right,
any
I'll
idea
go with Warlords.
Warlords.
Or Dodge
for, Warlords
Dodge
for me. Adventure is my favorite 2600 game, but I think Warlords is more fun now.
I would say Pong.
So Pong was something I considered. I also thought Combat because that has like 20 variations.
That's what they tried to sell you on.
I mean,
it was like 20 variations of one stupid
combat
game.
With two people
now
is still
now the tank bullets ricochet around the map.
No, combat with two people is still fun. Like you can have a good time, but Warlords with four people even more fun on the same.
Are we going to do an Intellivision now?
Well, I don't know Intellivision.
Snafu.
Well,
if
you know. Okay,
I thought Burger Time was good on Intellivision.
Burger Time's only good on NES and arcade.
Yeah. What about River Raid on 2600?
River Raid's still fun. You can play, it's not as good as these other ones we're talking about nowadays, but
you
it's still really good.
Very confident that Warlords is the game.
Warlords, I think Warlords.
We got in the interest of time.
Warlords Adventure, Phoenix.
You have
Phoenix
to
is
have
good.
Three friends, though.
Yeah.
let's assume he has three friends.
Yeah.
Warlords. Or she.
He or she, yeah. All right, Warlords, a game that I'm not even that familiar with.
Okay.
NES.
Oh, we're skipping the Intellivision?
Yeah.
Okay. What game for?
I already said Snafu.
Okay, Snafu is a lot of fun. I really enjoy
Snafu.
Shark. Shark Shark is probably the best game.
Shark Shark.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
I just found Shark Shark in my library. I promised you I'd go look.
Did you
play it?
No, but
two people. It's great.
I thought we would stick to the more popular consoles.
So Vectrex.
ColecoVision.
Yeah. No, I don't think we need to.
Vectrex.
Vectrex. Totally.
Let's do NES. Is it Super Mario Bros. 3? Since it's the best game of all time.
Yes. Yeah, it's Super Mario 3.
That's a great one. You can play it forever. Yeah. I still play it all the time. Punch-Out's another good choice for that.
Ooh, Punch-Out's
really good. And then The Legend of Zelda.
There
can only be one, though.
But I was thinking in like a weird desert island way.
Also, Sid Meier's Pirates.
Super Mario Bros. 3.
Sid Meier's Pirates, my favorite game. Best versions on the NES.
That's the best version of
them? Yep. You always hurt your head when I say that, but it's true. It's an incredible port.
Okay.
But you wouldn't pick that over Super Mario Bros. 3.
No, it's my favorite game, but Super Mario 3 is probably, I don't know, that's hard.
No, Mario 3 is the obvious choice.
Mario 3 is great, but if you happen to love Pirates as much as I do, play Pirates.
Family Feud, if you have friends.
Yeah, it's not a bad version of Family Feud on there.
It's so good.
How long does it take you to see all of the questions?
I know. Yeah. You would never get through them all.
That's not even remotely true.
There's like 32 of them.
They would repeat in the same game.
I have played Family Feud with my mother-in-law on the NES this century. Like, it's happened.
Well, I'm always drunk when I play it, so I can't remember the answers. And if you play with somebody older than you, it's totally not fair, because all of the answers are about things from 1988.
Yep.
And it's really hard.
It's also based on survey responses.
So it's like, what would it be like?
Yeah. It's like,
it's
these
so
top
fun.
Five Iran-Contra fair questions.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's a great game.
All right. Sega Master System.
Oh, that's great.
Now, Levi Buchanan says, and I quote, "If you want to have any sort of respectable Master System collection, you absolutely must start with Phantasy Star."
Okay,
I thought he was going to go with ALF.
No, Al's not actually good. It just looks good. Al's really pretty, but it's not fun.
Kid? It's just a joke, Jared.
Oh, okay.
Willie!
A lot of good Master
I think the games. Answer to this clearly is Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, on the Master System? No, that version's terrible.
It's incredible that it occurred.
It is incredible that it occurred. Yes, it's a technical marvel. I've owned Master Systems. Phantasy Star is hard to argue with. It's beautiful. It's sophisticated.
It's also probably the only JRPG that's going to make it.
So why wouldn't we say Final Fantasy or Dragon Warrior? What's the Dragon Warrior like best? You're very passionate about this.
What's the best Dragon Warrior? Five is the best.
Five.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not an NES.
Yeah, it's not
what's
an
the
NES.
Best one on NES.
Best one on NES is probably four.
Because Final Fantasy is really good.
Yeah. I like Final Fantasy 1 more than Dragon Warrior 4, but Dragon Warrior 4 is a much more sophisticated
NES
game.
NES is done.
Yeah, we're done with the NES. Yeah. We moved on.
So Phantasy Star.
Phantasy Star is that's really good.
Sega Genesis.
Oh.
So here's where, first of all, there are no good Sonic the Hedgehog games, so I'm just going to stop on that.
A lot of Sonic the Hedgehog games are great, and three of them are great on Genesis.
There are some.
I'm going to say this is a curveball. This is our only opportunity to get something like probably Street Fighter or Mortal Kombat or something like that in someone's game library.
I think Street Fighter
and I'm not necessarily saying that's the best game on the Genesis, but we'll sacrifice the console so that this thought experiment gamer gets a fighting game in their game.
Those games weren't that great on Genesis.
No, they weren't. That's the problem.
Championship edition.
Oh, Genesis Street Fighter is not good.
It was Hadouken! Come on, compared to what? SNES, it had six buttons at least?
So did the SNES had six buttons, too.
You
had to buy a special controller just to play it.
No, playing those games on the SNES was horseshit.
You just bought a special controller on the SNES as well. People always make this argument about the stupid Genesis six-button controller. There were fighting game controllers on the SNES, too. That's not an advantage Genesis.
Hold on. I think Justin's idea of including a Street Fighter or Mortal Kombat is a good one, but are there any other games that
General Chaos.
General Chaos.
Yeah, if you're going to play a game on the Genesis forever, play General Chaos.
I think someone's trying to get in.
It's
knocking in the studio.
There is a... No, it's an EA kind of arcade strategy game, and it's really a lot of fun.
I played General Chaos. I wouldn't pick that as the one game you absolutely must play.
I think in a nod to Game Scoop's past, we include Earthworm Jim.
No, that game's actually good either, though.
Or Booger Man.
Legit, though, what about General Chaos, Gunstar Heroes?
Gunstar Heroes, I think, is a totally legitimate choice. It's two players.
Yeah.
It's an amazing technical showcase for what the Genesis could do.
Yeah.
Every stage is a different kind of amazing.
It might get boring, though.
Also,
I was a Genesis kid growing up. Yeah, oddly, I'm drawing a blank between just anything at all. Like, because I was a dumb kid, so I spent just hours playing Kid Chameleon and just stuff that
game's cool.
Yeah, but I mean, come on.
Comic
Zone. Two more to consider.
I played a lot of Vector Man.
Musha, the incredible shooter on Genesis, one of the best shooters ever. And another one, we talked about Phantasy Star. Phantasy Star 4 is probably the best Phantasy Star game, and it's on Genesis.
We already picked a Phantasy Star.
Yes, but this one's much better.
So we settled. It's Sonic and Knuckles.
Well, so what if we pick?
It could be Sonic 3.
Let's pick Super Nintendo and then revisit Genesis.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So on Super Nintendo, Link to the Past.
Yeah.
ActRaiser.
Super Mario World.
Final Fantasy VI.
Link to the Past is a good choice.
Link to the Past is probably a better game, but I would rather have Chrono Trigger if I'm stuck on a desert island forever. Chrono Trigger.
It's not a desert island.
Chrono Trigger.
I would.
What about Final Fantasy VI?
I'd rather play Chrono Trigger than VI.
I think like Super Mario World is.
It's not Desert Island, though, but that's a good point, because Chrono Trigger has so many different permutations and endings that you can work towards over a long period of
time. That's true.
Yeah, you can play Chrono Trigger a long time.
But it's not a Desert Island argument. It's just like, well,
one thing to play,
Have we already covered off on Mario's side-scroller with Super Mario Bros. 3?
Yes.
All right, so
World's real good. I would say either Metroid or Zelda.
Yeah, those are the heights of that system.
It's probably Link to the Past, then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Well,
not for me.
Not for you.
I would say Super Metroid.
The one must-play game.
It's just, I don't think Zelda's going to be on the list otherwise.
Yeah. What's going to be? Well,
but then Metroid won't be on the list.
I think, I almost feel like, playing Zelda more, but I feel like Super Metroid is something you just kind of have to experience in life. But yeah. I'm saying Chrono Trigger.
I mean, because we could get Zelda with NCC4.
I'm on Zelda, you're on Zelda too, right?
For Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
No.
That's probably what I'd pick, but you guys are saying Metroid.
I'm saying Chrono Trigger.
Oh man, we cannot.
So it's Zelda.
You're Ralph Nadering me. Metroid.
Yes. Wait, we have to vote this?
Link to the Past. Then
you son of a.
Should Genesis be Street Fighter?
No, Genesis should not be Street Fighter because that version stinks.
Then I think it should be Gunstar Heroes.
Huh?
I would accept Mortal Kombat. I think that's hilarious.
Oh.
It's a hilarious dumb game.
ABACABB.
That has blood.
There are a lot of good Genesis games.
We can pick Gunstar Heroes.
Okay. Gunstar Heroes for Genesis. TurboGrafx 16.
Oh, right. American or non-American?
American.
Okay, American.
TurboGrafx 16.
Airsoft.
PC. Yeah. Wow. I was just going to say Airsoft.
No, I'm thinking.
Bomberman. You're going to pick Bomberman.
What about.
I'm going to pick Bomberman. Ease.
What about Gate of Thunder?
So, Bomberman 93.
Ooh, Bomberman 93 is really good.
It's amazing. Super fun.
I think I can settle on that one.
Devil's Crush.
I would also maybe suggest Devil's Crush.
Devil's Crush
is it's one of the best video pinball games, and pinball has wide appeal.
Yeah
Devil's Crush is really good. Fun fact, Jockey Crush from Super Famicom, even better.
Which one?
Jockey Crush, which was only released on Super Famicom.
Are you like a horse jockey?
No, jockey. It's a Japanese demon.
Do you get paid every time you bring up Jockey Crush?
It's just a good game. I love it. It's like Devil's Crush Plus.
He's in the pocket of Big Jockey. Crush.
Yeah, but no. What about you guys play Lords of Thunder?
Yeah,
or probably Gate of Thunder. Gate of Thunder, not Lords of Thunder.
Lords of Thunder was on Genesis, right?
No, they're both on TurboGrafx.
What was it? Like Life Force? Was
it's a shooter.
One?
Yeah, it's a really good shooter.
No, there's one that's vertically scrolling that I can picture in my head.
Oh, Lord. On the Super. There's 20 vertical scrolling shooters on the TG16. That's the problem.
I think
it's a horizontal shooter I was talking about.
I think it's Bomberman.
Let's just settle.
Bomberman 93. Yeah, I'm good with that. That's a great game.
Because there's also Saturn Bomberman if we want to cover off the Saturn with that.
Yeah, but there's. No.
Saturn's going to be.
It's going to be Radio Silvergun.
How many players can play Bomberman 93, 4?
On the TurboGrafx.
Yeah, okay. So that's great.
All right, Bomberman 93.
Where does the fifth player
start? You play after Warlords, and one person sits out.
What about Neo Geo?
Bust a Move, too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a fun game.
Yeah, I was going to say Metal Slug, but yes.
Windjammers. Windjammers.
I know you love Windjammers.
Windjammers.
I've never played Windjammers.
Windjammers is so good. It's all about the control scheme. The Giant Bomb guys are always talking about this, but it's all about the control scheme. It's about the switch off you have to do with
the game. Bust a Move.
It's not even close.
He loves Windjammers. He implored me to play Windjammers, and I've seen it now, and I understand it's interesting, but it's a little janky and weird.
It's so good.
And Bust a Move is perfect.
Is there not enough magenta and teal in that game for you?
I love it. I just like. I would rather
what about,
have
King of Fighters or Samurai Showdown.
This person they just lost their uncle.
I feel like Puzzle Bobble is a much more
it's the backstory.
Universally loved.
Sammy Show 2, or Last Blade. Jeez, Last Blade, you talk about a great game.
So Bob and Bob are little dinosaurs?
Yeah, that's... I don't think Busta Moves all that good. I'm not a fan.
Come on.
You son of a bitch.
Jared,
you're unbelievable sometimes.
What about the Atari Jaguar?
Oh,
Tempest 2000.
AVP or Tempest 2000, yeah, either of those.
Those are very different games.
Well.
Yeah. I like them both, but I'm actually going Jeff Minter on that and going Tempest 2000.
Tempest. I'm going to say Tempest because I'm going to assume in later generations a shooter is going to sneak.
I think this person should take the do they only own consoles? Like, do they have food? Because I was going to say, you could take your Jaguar and sell it for food.
No, they have
that would be the first thing I need to live.
They just haven't ever played a video game, and now they're getting every console. Tempest, but I can only have one game.
Tempest 2000.
The original PlayStation.
Oh.
Tony Hawk?
Tony Hawk 2?
Or Symphony of the Night?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even think about Symphony of the Night.
Symphony for me.
I mean, Metal Gear Solid.
Metal Gear Solid.
Jammer Lammy?
No, probably not that one.
I'm locked in this one. Symphony's my favorite PlayStation game.
Symphony of the Night, probably. Yeah.
Okay, but... That's great good, that though. We didn't choose Metroid then.
Did we pick Metroid?
Yeah.
No, we chose
We picked Zelda.
No, we picked Zelda.
So let's do Castlevania. Right,
so this guy may need to know what a man is and to find out about miserable piles of secrets. Yep. That's important.
That's true. The Sega Saturn then.
Radiant Silvergun.
This is a crazy noise that's happening in our studio.
You think it's being picked up by the mics?
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty loud to us.
Dear reader, let us know if you can hear the earthquake happening.
Radiant Silvergun is what happens when you learn that like Jesus works at a development studio and makes shooters. Wow. Yeah, it's so
we skipped over Sewer Shark's potential on the Sega CD.
That's an accessory. That's not its own console.
Okay. Yeah.
You're going to put Radiant Silvergun over Virtua Fighter 2.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Virtua Cop.
Yep. I would probably say Knights into Dreams.
Knights is really good. But you put me in a room for 10 hours, I'll play. Also really good. Or Guardian Heroes, one of the best brawlers ever made.
Guardian Heroes.
Or we didn't Panzer choose Dragons. A fighting game. This is a good fighting game.
Panzer Dragoon Saga.
Or, oh man, jeez. What's with Pepsi Man? What's it called?
Marvel versus Capcom.
Fighting Vipers, and then like you're playing, and Pepsi Man drops in. He's like, Pepsi Man. That's awesome. That's great. But still, Radiant Silvergun.
I would say Knights.
Radiant's a better game than Knights.
I don't like care. Knights, the Saturn was a disappointment.
There's so many good games on that thing. It's such a piece of crap. There's so many good games.
Do you have a? Okay, Radiant Silvergun. Then it's decided.
Yay!
N64.
Oh,
Mario 64.
GoldenEye.
Ocarina. Mario 64.
Ocarina is an easy choice for me, but I was thinking like Mario 64 such a pleasure.
I'm not going to fight against Mario 64. I'd prefer Ocarina, but I'm not going to fight against Mario 64.
Do you think we can get two people on Ocarina?
Yeah, I'll I don't know. Can we do that?
Nah, I'll just go
what do you
Mario
think
64.
Of Justin? You're off
I think Ocarina is a better
game. I like Mario 64 more, but if it's like you only get one game, I'd probably pick Ocarina.
Mm. So now we're tied.
Wow.
This would be the only Zelda game. No, not the only Zelda.
I'm going to swing vote to the. I'm going to swing to N64. Mario 64.
I'm switching to Mario 64.
All right,
I'm going back to Ocarina.
100% of the votes.
For a Mount Rushmore of
Mario
64.
On the Dreamcast.
Well, what about Mario Kart? We screwed up.
I mean, that was
No, Mario Kart 64 is not all that good.
Dreamcast.
That's
Soul Calibur.
Let me stop Ikaruga. You there. He just mumbled. Mario Kart 64 is not that good.
Yeah, it's not that good. Battle mode's really good.
Battle mode is
the
good.
Game's broken.
Yeah, I'm with Justin on this.
I don't think it's. I mean, like, it's not my favorite Mario Kart, but I just want to point that.
I'm saying okay. I want to be clear. In the realm of video games, it is a good game. In the realm of Mario Karts, there are several I would choose over it. Yeah. How about that?
On Dreamcast, could be Soul Calibur, Crazy Taxi,
Power
Stone, Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
Ikaruga. But we already picked Ikaruga.
Ikaruga was on Dreamcast? I played
that originally on Dreamcast. Mars Matrix, another great shooter.
Yeah, Mars Matrix is awesome.
Border Down.
Skies of Arcadia.
Is Crazy Taxi on that?
Yeah, I mean, that's a possibility.
So I would say not Ikaruga, since we already got Radiant Silvergun.
Yeah.
I think we should make everyone who read our top 100 list angry by saying Soul Calibur.
Yeah.
Well, and it would be the only fighting game.
Because it is a great fighting game.
And it's got a great like single player mode.
Oh, that's a launch title for that sucker. With Bushido Blade. Oh, man. That game's so good.
Yeah.
What about Sonic Adventure?
Soul Calibur.
Anyone? Nobody brought up Sonic Adventure.
No. That's because the game's terrible.
Yeah, it's really bad.
It is. That's a bad video game.
You gotta go fast.
PlayStation 2.
Oh, wow.
Shadow of the Colossus.
Yeah, Shadow. There we go.
Shadow of the Colossus or Vice City.
Or...
I'm just gonna plug my ears until we pick Shadow of the Colossus.
Yeah, okay.
I would not say Shadow of the Colossus.
You would not say, or would you?
I would not say.
I would.
What would you say?
I would probably say one of the GTAs.
So Vice City.
I just figure
three.
We can let them
They're
play.
They're all blocky and old now.
But we can go ahead and let them play five, can we sneak them a DS and let them play Chinatown Wars?
But we can't let them play five because we're gonna pick like Halo and stuff like that.
This generation?
Maybe.
Why? I'm not picking Halo.
Another possibility in PS2 is Guitar Hero 2.
Oh, that's fun. I feel like Shadow of the Colossus we're giving them for instructional purposes. Okay. It's kind of like those videos the Dharma Initiative left to tell you like what to do, the lab coat guy. Yeah. We're just like, hey dude, by the way, here's how you do it right.
I think Shadow of the Colossus is a good pick. Okay. I can get behind that. GameCube. Oh. Zan thinks it's Metroid Prime.
Super Smash Brothers Melee.
RE4.
Resident Evil 4 Remake.
Okay, I can get behind Resident Evil 4 if we don't do Metroid Prime.
Over the remake?
Over a remake? Yeah, I don't
Over like Resident Evil remake? You don't even like that?
No. I played it, though.
There's currently no
Zero.
Metroid, right?
I don't like that.
There's currently no Metroid. But we have Castlevania.
Okay, I really like Prime, so I'm totally not arguing against that.
Yeah.
I like Prime a lot.
Prime is first for me.
You know what else I like is Rogue Leader.
It's such a cutting edge, beautiful.
Oh, Rogue Leader is really good.
Super Monkey Ball.
But I think Prime is more important.
Super Monkey Ball is a perfect video game.
It's really, really
Isn't
good.
That
it is a really great game.
It is one of like it's one of two games on this earth that I would not change literally anything about.
What's the other?
What's the name of the mini game where you roll your ball down the ramp and then you launch yourself and then you open
Monkey Target.
Oh, it's so fun. Yeah. We played so much of that.
Yeah. It's like Burnout with monkeys.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is a little
You're
bit.
Not crashing.
It doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah. There's still a little guy flying, you know, except the monkey.
So not Smash Brothers.
I like Smash Brothers.
Not Mario Kart Double Dash.
I love Double Dash, but again, I think either Fusion or RE4. That's where
Prime.
I go. All right, did I say Fusion? Oh gosh, Resident Fusion. No, Fusion.
Metroid Prime.
Prime.
Super Monkey Ball.
Not Fusion.
Resident Evil 4 and Metroid game. Prime are just like two of my favorite experiences I've ever had in my entire life.
I agree.
They're so good.
I'd probably go with RE4.
Does anybody have a coin?
Over Metroid Prime.
I would say Metroid Prime. If that's the vote between the two.
Okay, so here's... Yeah,
so are we tied?
Who votes
Resident Evil 4? Oh, who goes Metroid Prime?
I'm going to go Prime.
I guess I'll go
Okay, all right, Metroid Prime.
All right, I love them both.
It's good to have a first-person shooter in there.
What about the original Xbox?
Oh,
Halo 2? Wow.
Phantom Dust.
That would be a good one to do.
Why do you all chuckle?
GTA, they made better versions of GTA on the Xbox.
Crimson Skies.
Crimson Skies was so good. Oh, yes, I want a Crimson Skies game.
I'm pretty vanilla on this, Halo 2.
There's almost nothing I want more on this earth.
Yeah, the Crimson Skies sequel.
Than a Crimson Skies. Like,
you sold, Justin. I'm with you on this. Yeah, forget Halo 2.
I had Crimson Skies, and it didn't grab me like that.
Oh, wow, I love
Halo 2 is really good. It depends on what we're going to pick for 360.
I don't care if there's a Halo game on this list. I hear Halo games are awesome, but they tend to either be great, like... Okay, story mode and great multiplayer, or I don't know. Halo 2, that stupid plant, man, I never forgave that thing. It's like, I don't know.
All right, so you guys like Crimson Skies. How do you feel about Crimson Skies?
I've never heard of that game.
It's a fight action combat.
You'd
game.
Like it. It's like Rogue, it's
well,
like Rogue Squadron.
That
I love
short.
Rogue Squadron.
Yeah, you'd actually really like it.
It had a really interesting
space
world.
Combat?
No, it's atmospheric.
It had this really, really cool world and story with kind of a Nathan Drake-y hero before that was a thing. And I think it was the first game I ever played on Xbox Live.
Yeah.
I think it launched with Xbox Live the year after the Xbox
I got one.
Live.
I got one.
Which one?
I got two. The Guy Game.
The Guy Game, yeah.
And Psychonauts.
Nah. Okay, Psychonauts. Jeez, wow. Ooh.
But the one must-play game on Xbox.
Crimson Skies.
It's not Halo 2?
It's probably Halo 2.
No.
It's gotta be Halo 2.
No, forget y'all. It's Crimson Skies.
Right, I'm changing my vote to Halo 2.
Xbox is Halo 2. Xbox 360.
Gears of War.
I like Mass Effect 2 best. This is
Crackdown.
I like Mass Effect 2 best.
Crackdown.
Crackdown was really fun.
Crackdown's my favorite.
We already had Mario 64 on there.
It's also GTA 5.
I would say GTA 5 or a Gears game.
So here's the problem with GTA 5,
or
which
Call
is... Oh, wait, no, Red Dead. Jeez, Red Dead.
It's also Red Dead's
great.
GTA 5 is great, but now we have an even better version of GTA 5, so it's hard for me to go back.
Yeah, but then you can't pick
Jared,
Witcher.
Jared, we could upset this right now with Bionic Commando Rearmed.
Okay, we could.
Shadow Complex.
Bionic Commando Rearmed is a terrible version of Bionic Commando Rearmed.
Pac-Man CE.
Yeah.
That game's really good. Yep. Super Meat Boy was a great game on
How are we going to settle this,
Damon? Not the one.
You gave some of these games a 10.
I gave one of these games a 10.
Okay.
My one pick would probably be Red Dead.
If we're looking for consensus, I can go with Red Dead.
I could do that too. Not Modern Warfare 2?
No.
Not.
Why 2?
Chuckle.
I just think that was better than the first one, wasn't it? Am I wrong?
People liked. Modern Warfare.
A controversial suggestion, Minecraft.
My problem is I was spoiled by the PC version. Like, if we were talking about a PC game, I'd be much more on board.
I agree.
Then Red Dead we like, not Halo 4?
No. I mean, it's fine. But
Red Dead over Mass Effect 2? Maybe only because Red Dead's more of a standalone.
Red Dead was pulled off the cinematic game thing better than almost anything I've ever played.
If
I was just
you
like,
three go with Red Dead, I'm really happy about that. I'm going to go with Mass Effect 2.
Okay. All right. Red Dead, then, is for Xbox 360. PlayStation 3.
Uncharted
2. Probably Uncharted 2 for me.
PlayStation 3.
Oh, I like Uncharted 3 better than 2, a lot better.
Oh, this is hurting my
head. I like that desert scene. It's really pretty. But I like other games for PlayStation 3.
Gosh, so many good games.
Desert scene's stupid.
Flower.
Yeah, there's also Flower. Journey.
I really, really liked Flower. I'm probably going to say with Flower.
Uncharted 3 with a
kid. I'd have to go Uncharted 2 over Flower.
I would, yeah, see, this is a hard one. I would legitimately rather play Flower than Uncharted 2, but I understand the other perspective.
There is
Flower's
also,
in the Smithsonian.
There's also The Last of Us, although that's also remastered on PS4.
Yeah. The farther I get from The Last of Us, the less I want to play it again.
Yeah, for sure.
I have a lot of good memories
that
of it.
That winter scene, though.
Some of that's deliberate, though. Like, it's stressful, so.
Yeah.
It's like a scary movie.
I agree. Yeah, it's I mean, it's a masterpiece in many ways, so I don't want
to. Two votes for Uncharted 2.
Okay. I'll say Uncharted 3 and suck it up with Uncharted 2. I don't know why you guys like that game so much.
Yeah, I think it's okay.
3 did everything better. It was great. It's a good
I also feel like I'm forgetting something. Like, somebody's probably shouting at their screen right now. One of those
well,
like,
you know what? They can get their own show.
I think they're shouting about Metal Gear Solid 4.
Oh, well, yeah.
I'm just kidding. I don't think anybody's shouting about that.
No, well, three would actually be up there for me, though. Like,
that MGS was on PlayStation 2,
was,
though.
But
there's
wasn't Subsistence really
Skyrim
really
and Portal 2. So.
Yeah.
I'm
Portal
2
is pretty good. Should we do Portal 2?
I'd probably go on the PlayStation 3. The one must-play game on PlayStation 3, I'd probably say, is Uncharted 2.
Yeah. I agree with that.
I'm on the Flower Journey end of it, but sure.
What about Portal? We missed
Portal. Again, Portal is a game I played on PC, so I think of it as a PC game.
What about
Paris?
Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, if they're not going to get to play it, then Portal would trump. That's true. Portal would trump.
What about
the
original Portal
box?
Available on?
That's on the Orange
PlayStation 3.
Orange box.
Yeah.
Did the Orange box?
That was
the
best cheat for lists. That was always our classic cheat, just to say Orange box.
Yeah, and Mass Effect trilogy.
Well, I mean, we just say the Orange box. We could do that.
Mass Effect trilogy
for PlayStation 3. The one must-play game on the PlayStation 3 is the Orange box.
I would rather play that than Uncharted. Or Flower.
I think that's going against the spirit of the exercise that we're going through
right
now.
I think so, too.
Okay, it's Uncharted 2. It's actually 3. Move on.
The Nintendo Wii.
Oh.
Sports.
There's
Mario Galaxy.
Mario Galaxy is way up there, yeah.
Little King Story.
Super Paper Mario is awfully good.
Boombox
is actually good.
I recommend
that.
It does great things on the Wii. Zach and Wiki.
Xenoblade Chronicles Last Story is really good, but no, I think Mario Galaxy or 1 or 2 is the standout.
I got it.
Gonna be
Resident Evil 4.
Oh, that's a really
it's
good version.
It's the definitive version of it. It's a beautiful game and it deserves attention on the.
Is a really good point.
We picked Prime for GameCube. Okay.
Yeah, RE4 on the Wii is great.
I want to say I came to the conclusion recently that Twilight Princess is very underrated.
Yep. Well,
I just played it again.
I didn't want Sam to call me Twilight Princess again.
It's got the best. It's probably got the best Zelda dungeons.
Oh, wait, are you coming out for Twilight Princess? Because I am hooking up with this right now. Because that's my favorite.
The
Zelda
intro.
Game.
I'm not forgiving the intro. Like it's too long, and the wolf sections are too repetitive. But like everything else about that
game
is incredible.
Great. Yeah,
it doesn't have an open world.
Twilight Princess. I'm with Justin on this.
It doesn't have an open world.
No, jump in here.
It doesn't have an open world.
We have a Twilight Princess faction right now.
What are you talking about?
You just run through little areas all the time. That's all you do.
You're describing Zelda. What are you talking?
No, the first Zelda is an open world game.
What we're talking about is Twilight Princess the one must play. Game on the Nintendo Wii.
Absolutely.
Oh my god.
No? What do you vote for?
I would vote. I mean, it sounds like Resident Evil 4 is.
I'd go for Resident Evil 4 or Okami.
Right. How about something on Virtual Console?
I would say Mario Galaxy is a great choice.
Yeah. I would say RE4.
All right. Resident Evil 4.
That's I get it.
Wii version. What about Wii U?
Mario Maker.
Mario Maker?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good pick. Over 3D World?
Yep.
Or Mario Kart 8?
They're all great, but Mario Maker is nothing like Mario Maker, like anywhere else.
Plus, it's just infinite supply of Mario levels to play.
Yep. NES Remix.
That's
not really good.
One.
Oh, that's a great game.
Although, that does cover off on all these NES games that you missed, which is kind of cool.
I bought a Wii U for NES Remix.
I'm picking Mario Maker, but I actually think Mario Remix is a great pick.
Yeah, Mario Maker, that's fine.
All right, Mario Maker on Wii U. Now, PS4 and Xbox One are tough because we're like in the middle of those consoles' lifespans. But
do either of them have Resident Evil 4 on them?
We could do. We
it's
could just
one
do,
game today.
We could do. So I think some of the best games from this gen have been Dragon Age Inquisition, mm-hmm. Witcher 3, mm-hmm. Metal Gear.
GTA 5.
They're just on both systems.
And GTA 5.
So I would probably recommend Metal Gear on PS4.
Yeah, and The Witcher. I would do the same.
I think I like GTA 5 or more than... One, well, I got a little bored with Metal Gear, actually. I found it repetitive, and I actually don't know how people spend 100 hours in it since you do the same
thing. Or 200.
Over and over.
Because that one thing is fun.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. There's no reason for it to be open. There's no benefit to that.
Because I have a dog with an eye patch, and I have an eye patch, and we match, and sometimes we dress the same.
You revisit, I don't like, there's a lot of stuff I don't like about the game. Like, you revisit the same areas over and over.
And then I'm like, oh, I remember this place.
For the sake of exclusives and things that represent one console, what about Bloodborne for PS4?
I haven't played Bloodborne. I couldn't get into the Soul series.
I think a different crew would probably pick Bloodborne. I won't pick it.
Okay.
These are tough. The current consoles are really tough.
Why do we have to back away from this generation so far to see what actually stood out?
I don't know. I mean, I think that's just...
It's kind of sad.
I would personally say Dragon Age and Witcher. Those would be my two picks.
Let's just choose Fallout because we can. We don't know anything about it. We can still choose it.
Ask us again next week.
Oh,
we didn't even
really
bring
funny.
Up Fallout 3 for our last
time. I'm leaning toward...
Skyrim, but
Bethesda got kind of... GTA 5, Witcher, and Metal Gear 5. I mean, those are kind of... If I can't,
I lean towards Metal Gear.
Okay, I'm Metal Gear 5. So we got that one for PlayStation.
Yeah,
it's totally
one.
Arbitrary. At
either
this
one.
Point.
Yeah.
So you want Metal Gear for PlayStation and Witcher for Xbox?
Sure.
Yeah, we did it.
I'm playing Witcher on Xbox. I actually don't know if the PS4 version looks, better or anything like that. But it's totally fine.
Xbox.
It's totally playable on Xbox.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Yep.
What a cool game.
And there you have it.
What about PC?
I said the headline is the one must-play game on every console.
Ah,
I can't believe we did that all in under 3 minutes.
Under 3 minutes.
Still holding out for ColecoVision.
Well, plus 27.
It's Ladybug and ColecoVision.
That is a really good version of Ladybug for home, especially considering what it was made.
All right, let's check in with listeners.
Hey, listeners.
What's up?
Listeners, remember you can always reach us at the email address, gamescoop@ign.com, just like Rodney from Toronto did.
Rodney Dangerfield.
And...
No.
He never got any
Hey,
respect.
I have the Rodney Dangerfield board game. It's called No Respect.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Is that a thing
I can bring it in.
Can we play it? Play?
It's all the cardboard pieces inside were never punched through. Like, nobody ever played it.
I love ridiculous tie-in board games. I used to have this... we talked about this. The old Centipede Atari board game, though. It was amazing.
Yeah, I have that one, too. Rodney is also the owner of the skate shop in Skate or Die.
My Scoutmaster growing up was Rodney Bobak.
Okay. Now, this image that's just popped up behind us was actually intended for our previous discussion.
Okay.
So, Sean, we do have an image for this discussion. And Rodney from Toronto says, do you guys think that the PS1 classic Jumping Flash would be a great reboot franchise? I personally find that as far as pixelated early 3D games go, this one still plays well and is just plain fun as compared to dumpster fires such as, say, Siphon Filter.
Whoa.
That don't even have analog control.
I really like this guy.
Rodney,
well played.
Wait, what kind of early pixel game did he call it?
He just called it
pixelated early 3D game.
Okay, so if you want to sell video games, the pixelated, Jumpin' Flash is not a name that's going to move many copies.
What is Jumpin' Flash? Can we explain this to everybody who doesn't know
what launch game for the PlayStation.
Was it a launch game?
Or very, very early.
What
are
you doing?
It's a very early 3D platformer that had the camera up above you, and then you would jump from platform to platform, sort of very slowly.
Like, yeah. Do you remember the
Almost.
cat demo
Not
for
really,
the 3DS?
No, you would jump way in the air.
But the camera's high up.
Yeah.
Do you remember the jumping 3D demo for the 3DS? It's not. It's actually really good.
Yeah.
It's well designed.
What demo?
Rodney,
like the jumping cat demo for the 3DS.
I like Jumping Flash. I have an appreciation for Jumping Flash. I don't think it's an appropriate remake candidate. I think that.
What if they made it into a gritty first-person shooter?
Yeah. No, I would totally play.
Like Bomberman.
No, I think there were more mechanics to explore in Jumpin' Flash that could be really interesting. It's the kind of game I would love to play.
Damon, do you know this game? Do you like it?
I never played this game, but I will now read to you from IGN's review of Jumpin' Flash.
Is there a poem?
From November 1996.
Wow!
That's early IGN.
This is IGN's review verbatim in its entirety. It's only like three sentences long. Here we go. Woohoo! What a great game! Sorry, it's just hard to compose yourself when talking about a game such as Jumping Flash.
Wow.
That exclamation point's not just for show, buddy. This is one slam-bang great game. There's no doubt in anyone's mind that Jumping Flash is a great, genre-pushing game. It does tend to be a little easy at some points, and the worlds are a little small, but these are minor drawbacks. If you own a PSX, no, scratch that. If you're alive, you should own Jumping Flash. Damn straight, 7.5.
Whoa!
No, Jumping Flash is a good game.
I gotta say, that does read like a 7.5.
Yeah.
If you are alive, you play this game 7.5.
It's 7.5.
It's good.
It's an that kind of top down hopping thing. I don't think it's been played with enough. There's a lot of stuff you can do with that.
Who wrote that?
It's IGN staff.
I have a new game. You can start bringing on excerpts from the days of past in IGN. You read them, and we try to guess what game they are. And what score it got.
That was probably.
That might have been
a database repair joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We lost a lot of articles during various waves of IGN's history. And sometimes people went in and
did Nix just go in and write fake reviews?
That might have Mark Nix's mitts all over.
Woohoo, what a great game. There are two sequels to Jumping Flash, I believe.
Yep.
What were they called?
I don't know.
I've only played
the first one. You imagine they were called?
Jumping
Flash 2 and 3.
Sitting still, Flash.
I'm a hypocrite. I'll play the first one.
Email comes from Isaac. He says, my question will take a second to explain.
Okay.
I'm sorry about the length. I was reading the review of Diablo 2 on IGN from 2000.
Wow.
The reviewer didn't give the game a perfect score or a score above 9 because on day one there was a patch. And to quote the review, it says, the first thing that blares in my mind and made me a bit wary of problems in the game was that the first day that the game was released, there was a patch out for the game. You shouldn't need to download a patch right off the bat. Isaac continues, in modern games...
That's a dark future that was predicted.
If you load up a brand new game, immediately an update is downloaded. Yeah.
The day is a future patch.
That's really good. Boo! Oh!
The statement that a game...
I'm sleeping right now.
Has gone gold. It's not really important anymore since most games have an immediate update that fixes their finished product. 15 years ago, this wasn't accepted. Maybe reviewers should start bringing down scores on video games that require this.
Why?
Do you think reviewers should dock points for things like day one DLC or updates, which are nearly as large as the entire video game on their own?
No, I mean, day one patches suck, right? But, I mean, the reality of, like, the game is finished. Has to be finished, sent off and printed, 6 weeks before it comes out.
But that wasn't a reality 6 years ago.
But I'm just saying, like, they can spend those 6 weeks fixing issues. Like, so why not do that? There's two counterpoints. One, I feel like I spend my entire life updating software updates and game updates, and I can't just play video games. I'm always updating. The second thing is a shocking percentage of these consoles still aren't online.
People don't have online connections for their consoles.
So I always wonder, how many people are playing unpatched, Witcher 3 or whatever, game. Like, it's in double digit percentage of people just don't get these patches.
No, I think we put up with more than we probably should. We've developed maybe an unhealthy tolerance to what people are willing to hand out to us. Not just day one patches. I think about the Red Ring of Death. And the tremendous number of 360s that just didn't work, that broke very quickly, and how many I'd watch people go through. And to an extent, I think it's fair to say that maybe the press let Microsoft off the hook for that a little bit, not because of any kind of horrible...
Only Damon was working here on the time. Yeah. At the time, so he's the press.
And I'm not talking about
tell him you let the people down.
I'm not talking about secret conspiracies. I'm talking about the fact that we all just wanted to play the games. We were excited about the tech. But gradually, over time, these broke. And by the time... We just accepted it. We kept buying it. Maybe we shouldn't have.
That's an interesting story to tell. But, like, honestly, that's all people talked about when that was out.
Yeah. We talked about it, but we kept buying them.
Well, we didn't keep buying them. Journalists, they named their podcast here after the Red Ring of Death. Yeah. Like, the one thing people knew about the Xbox is that it broke.
Yeah, I think,
that it had great games. Everyone wanted to play it.
I think that's a little revisionist, too, because I had a Red Ring of Death, and then Microsoft sent me a free Xbox.
Like, you still had to keep getting. That's what happened to everybody. We're talking about that as if that's okay. That's not okay. They shipped the entire world broken products that they had to replace.
Everybody thought it was okay.
Shipping something that worked.
But they didn't know it didn't work.
Are you sure?
Well, but I mean, come
are
on.
You,
like,
are you,
they sat there and
conspiracy?
Just like, well, we don't care if it works. We're going to ship it anyway. I agree with your sentiment, but I don't think that's a good example. No, no, I am hearing three people argue the same insanity I heard in the middle
insanity.
Of it. Insanity. Yeah, it's accepting this as something that's okay. So, that's why I waited so long to buy an Xbox.
But Microsoft spent over a billion dollars.
A lot of, I waited a long time to buy an Xbox.
Like, what's their end game? They're rubbing their hands together. We're going to ship a broken console.
It's not the end game. It's the beginning game. We're not being careful how we build this, and we're going to ship it anyway. Oh, it doesn't work. Whoops, that was a big screw up. But
now it's going to cost us a lot of money.
Yeah, it is going to cost a lot of money. No, I did. They pay for it. That's it.
Check this out, though, Jared. They're not winning this console cycle.
Well, I'm not. I'm not anti Microsoft.
No, but is that because people don't trust their hardware?
No, I don't think so.
I think it is, and I think it's because they don't trust the Kinect and paying extra money to get the Kinect.
That's fair. Okay, that's a whole other argument.
I think hardware really matters to people, and that is a situation in which people stop buying a system because of hardware.
So, Jared, what do you say to the question, should game reviews dock points for day one updates?
That's not really how game reviews work.
I was going to say, that's my problem is the dock point statement. I think I should mention it. I think I should mention it. And just like Justin said at the beginning, it sucks. And I think it's okay to say, hey, there's a huge patch on this, and it sucks. And we got to put that in the review.
You know what's crazy is Nintendo used to have a policy of never doing that through the Wii. Mm. So while not just day one patches, any patches at all. So while the PS3 and the Xbox 360 had constant updates and DLC and patches, Nintendo was very resistant to that and said, no, our game's code will be finished and tested properly and will always work. And even if there was an issue, they would not patch it. Mm-hmm. I always thought that was an interesting stance, and now they are on the patch train, and they have day one patches all the time.
They patch as much or more often than everyone.
Actually. Yep, mm-hmm. They have
Twilight
day one.
Princess had a show-stopping bug where if you saved in the wrong spot, you couldn't leave a
room. You mean Skyward Sword?
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought I ran into a bug in Metal Gear last night, and I was doing research trying to figure out. It turns out I hadn't. But then that was the first time I read that bug that if you took Quiet on Mission 29 with you, your save file just got corrupted.
Oh, yeah, isn't that fun?
It was just like, nope, you chose the wrong buddy to take on this mission. Now your save file's corrupted.
Yeah.
It's like, it took them like 2 weeks to fix that.
That was on one console, right? Not all of them? Yeah.
No, I think it was on every console. And they issued a patch on PS4 and PC, but I don't know if they ever issued one for Xbox One.
That's crazy.
But Rodney's making me rethink how I write my next review. Thanks, Rodney.
That was Isaac.
Oh, that was Isaac.
That's Rodney, too.
I'm so terrible at everything.
Last email this week comes from Danny in New Zealand.
Oh.
Hey guys, still loving the show. You're pretty awesome.
After all these years?
My question is a hard one to word. I've heard you talk about a single system future, and I was wondering what your thoughts are on the possibility of consoles, our future PS5s and Xbox 2s, being shipped with their basic specs, and as technology develops, the companies producing spec-enhancing expansions, like PC has with graphic cards and the like. Do you think this is a possibility over having an entirely new console regeneration? That's
cool. People have tried it, and so far, it's never worked well.
Talking about like the N64?
I'm talking about the N64. I'm talking about the TG16 or the PC Engine in Japan, which was effectively like this Katamari of hardware that you just kept plugging in to make the thing more powerful through generations.
You know what else did that? The NES. Because games had chips in them that expanded the capabilities of the system.
The cartridges had the extra.
The cartridges did.
And then that's when it did work on the NES.
Now that they're away from that, it's you would have to make some kind of additional add-on. But if we went back to cartridges, I'm just saying, everything would be okay.
Yeah, that's right. And the NES, the SNES did that. Even the Genesis did that on Virtual Racing. It worked in all those.
What's funny about the N64 expansion pack, which is the era that I mainly was gaming heavily as a teenager, was I thought that made games, like expansion pack games, looked so good. Like Majora's Mask looks so much better than Ocarina, because it required
the
expansion
difference.
Pack. But now in hindsight, they look exactly, like now that we have the distance of time, I can't tell the difference.
Okay.
What ends up happening
is... When you're in the moment, I'm like, oh man, this frame rate and this draw distance, and like I would put the expansion pack in and it would
But remember bump up. For that and for other examples that we would all share, you have to still make the game work at this one way and then look better at this other way, and that is the problem
with really
something
tangible,
like that.
I think in Perfect Dark, you could have more bots in multiplayer if you had the expansion pack.
Perfect Dark with the expansion pack had significant differences. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you end up splitting your market because you do
that's,
it. That's
what
a problem.
I was getting at.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, but if the game still runs on the old hardware, you don't technically split your market. Like, that's the ideal way to do it.
That would be
it's
the
just,
ideal
and
way
and
to
then
do
that
it.
Limits how much you can adjust.
Right.
So you can adjust things like more bots, you can adjust graphics, but you can't make a generational leap.
Right. There's accusations of...
Because one game will always be super nerfed.
Right. So many games coming out on last gen and next gen, has the accusation is that it nerfs the current gen
version. It holds them back.
nerfs the Xbox One and PS4 version because, yeah, they look prettier and have better particle effects, but they can't go absolutely crazy with their game design and systems because it eventually has to work on the previous gen.
Which leads to the temptation to make a clean break, but then you end up with a Tower of Power. You know, you end up with a Genesis with a CD with a 32X all plugged in together in each other, and it's just this nightmare.
Yeah. Sonic and Knuckles.
Sonic and Knuckles and a Game Genie. They made a special power adapter to put
under, weird, tall
under the
games?
Tower. Well, you had to plug all the components in separately. Yeah. So Sega made a power bar that you put at the bottom of the Tower of Power that it sat on just that you could plug everything into and made it even taller.
I had two power strips for my Sega 32X CD setup.
You had a 32X CD setup?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
Mm-hmm. I played Star Wars Arcade on it.
Wow. That game's great. Not bad.
It's good.
Before we go this week, it's time for Video Game 20 Questions. Ooh. Our suggestion this week comes from Alexa.
Don't screw us, Alexa.
Everyone knows how this works. You have 20 yes or no questions to guess Alexa's game.
We only
game.
Need 10.
You only need 10? All right.
Speak for yourself.
You may begin.
Did the game come out before January 1st, 2000?
Yes.
Did the game come out before January 1st, 1990?
No.
I was just trying to think of something other than the normal things so we asked, but it just works so well, and I want to win. Is this on a Nintendo platform?
Yes.
Did you hear we actually came up with the 20 questions hack that we had to ban? Were you in that one?
Mm-mm.
Where we started narrowing it down by letter of the, like, does it start with A to M?
Should I do
and
it?
And then splitting it. No, it made it too easy, because you can narrow it down to the exact letter in, I think, 4 or 5 questions.
Maybe we should start doing like Wheel of Fortune, since we always start with the same questions. We just give the first 5 letters, you know? I don't know. Let's go.
It's a 1990s game on Nintendo platform, but we didn't see if it was exclusive.
Yeah, is it exclusive to a Nintendo platform?
Yes.
Okay. Is it a 64-bit game?
No.
Okay.
Well, that's weird.
Yeah, that is weird. Why did you...
Just making sure.
Just making sure.
Covering all my bases.
Is it on Super Nintendo?
No.
Oh, man.
Oh, it could be Virtua Boy.
It's totally Killer Instinct in the arcade.
No, it was on a Nintendo platform, you said.
Yeah, so there could be...
So is this a handheld game?
Yes.
Okay.
It still could be Killer Instinct. I just want to point that out.
Let's see. Is this a... Oh, man. So we got one of the Nintendo's handheld
platforms. Wait, but it might be 64-bit? You had to think about it?
Yeah. I decided it's not.
Okay,
yeah, it's not. You shouldn't have to decide.
But I took a moment to think, and it's probably a Game Boy Advance.
Yeah, it's probably... it could be a Game Boy game of any kind.
Because he didn't know if it was 64-bit.
No, it's not 64-bit.
But he
had to think about it.
I said it was not a 64-bit game.
Is this game displayed in more than one spectrum of color?
You could just ask if it's on Game Boy or not.
Well, it could
more
be
than one. I don't understand the question.
Okay, like, is this different tones of the same color palette, or that's what I'm asking.
Does it have full color?
No.
Yeah, there we go. All right.
So it's on virtual,
Game Boy
virtual
or Virtual Boy.
Game Boy.
Yeah, that's what I was going for.
It's a Virtual Boy game.
No.
Okay. So it's a Game Boy game.
We have one more question.
Yeah, what's that?
a lot of Game Boy games.
Is this a first party game?
Yes.
Okay.
That's 10.
Okay.
Donkey Kong Country on the Game Boy.
Oh, that's a terrible game. Is this a Game Boy launch title?
No.
It's Donkey Kong, did they call it Donkey Kong Land?
It's from the 90s, Jared.
Huh?
Isn't Game Boy, no, I guess 1990 would kind of
No, it was 89. I just screwed up.
Burned a question.
You only needed 10.
Until you join.
Dude, stop your bickering, because we know it's a first-party Game Boy game.
Yeah.
There's not that many.
Yeah.
You are wrong.
Well, but I mean...
it's probably Kirby
There's
or something.
So many.
Is it a platforming game?
No.
Okay.
What was it? There's Clash, right? Is that a Game Boy game? Did I just make that up?
Clash? Is
there a game called Clash?
I don't know.
Okay, so
it's not platforming, so it's not Kirby, Mario...
Non-platforming,
but it could be
first-party Game Boy game.
Could be a puzzle game. It could be X. It could be...
Yeah, is this a puzzle game?
No.
Okay.
Could still be Zelda.
Is this game
what
themed?
Puzzle game would it have been?
Is this game themed after a familiar Nintendo character?
Do you mean?
But
at
that's
the time
before 1990. You gotta focus.
Today?
Oh crap! At the time or today? Wow.
We had two Game Boy questions about 1989 already.
I didn't ask about 1989.
We asked the puzzle question.
Oh, there are a lot of puzzle games after that, though.
That Nintendo made.
Dr. Mario.
Also, Yoshi's Cookie.
Yeah, Yoshi's Cookie.
Mario's Woods.
Yeah, there's actually a lot of them.
There could have been those. That's a good point.
Yeah. So, let's see. Nintendo character from the night. Oh man, this is hard.
What was the character?
It's not a platformer. Well, I asked if it was familiar Nintendo character, and he said from when, and I was like, so I'm not sure what that means. Like, is it a forgotten Nintendo character?
It's Donkey Kong 94.
I mean, that would be amazing.
But that's like, that's didn't say it's a puzzle game. Or a platform.
Yeah, that would fit one or the other.
Is the main character a human?
Yes.
Oh, that's helpful.
Link's not a human.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
the main character doesn't necessarily mean most popular character.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep that in mind.
What the hell does that mean?
I don't know. This is so confusing.
What other Game Boy games were there?
There are so many. There's a huge... We're absolutely blowing this. I got to think about the right way to approach it.
Just name some Game Boy.
It's not
games.
It's not a platformer. It's not
Link's Awakening.
It's not a puzzle.
It's Metroid 2, Mega Man. That's a platformer.
Yeah, but it's first
kind
party
of platformer too. Yeah.
It's not a shooter. There are a lot of shooters on there too. Nintendo even did first party shooters.
Is the game set? Should we say the space
Kirby's Pinball?
Yeah,
but he's not human.
Yeah, Kirby's not a person, so it's not. Unless it's Kirby with somebody, he had his animal friends for a while.
No, but you're a human.
Yeah, you're right.
So we don't know anything about the genre, right?
No, we know it's not a platformer. We know it's not a puzzle game. That's it. We probably need to go genre.
Should we ask about sports? Sometimes that throws us
off. Oh, that's true. There's a ton of first-party sports games on Nintendo.
Yeah, but
there's like baseball.
Yeah, but that was 89.
Are we screwing up? Do we know it's a Game Boy game?
We know it's a Game Boy game because it's monochromatic and it's not a Virtual Boy game and it's first-party.
First-party... handheld Nintendo game from the 90s that's not in full color.
It's Game & Watch.
I mean, it could be. They did reissue Game & Watches in Japan for a little while. It could be that.
They came out in the 90s.
Just so you guys know, I would not pick a Game & Watch game. It would be too confusing.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Let's see. If it's the main character... Well, it could be Mario and Donkey Kong like in the same game. That would make Mark... Like, there's a couple of games they appeared in.
Jumpman.
But are they platformers or puzzle games?
Well, I mean, 94 I would count as a platformer.
Yeah, it's definitely a platformer.
I haven't heard you tell me one Nintendo game that even matches any of these criteria yet. One.
No. What are we looking for? Like, you're talking about...
A first-party Nintendo game on Game Boy that stars a human that's not a platformer or a puzzle game.
Well, that's why we're playing 20 questions.
I know, but like, you should at least say, oh, there's dozens it could... I can't think of any.
There's some.
What are they?
I'm thinking.
Think out loud!
Do you catch monsters in it?
Yes.
There we go.
Boom!
See, I just had to sit back and think while you guys argued.
Justin, shout at Jared some more.
Yeah,
give me a chance
great.
To think.
That worked out
my
so well.
My next question was going to be, is it an RPG? Nebbit.
Yes.
Yeah.
We don't need to use
I
these anymore.
It's going to be, I know. I
did it come out in multiple colors?
You guys have not guessed the game yet, though.
But which one is it?
Yeah, do you...
Is it the original?
Well, do you get to choose Pikachu as one of the characters?
Yes.
Well,
so it has to be yellow.
Yeah, he's Damon's wrong.
Oh, maybe I'm wrong.
Okay.
It's the original Pokemon Red, Red and Blue.
Yes.
Okay. It is Pokemon
Red and Blue. Yeah.
You can't choose Pikachu in that one?
Yeah.
No. You don't pick him till yellow.
He's not even in the game?
He's not one of the starters.
You can't
the original
choose
were
him.
Yeah.
Okay. You have to catch him. And
is it just because he became popular after
yeah.
that game?
That's because of the TV show.
Yeah.
And we have an article on IGN right now and a video which you should check out called 10 Things You Might Have Forgotten About the First Episode of Pokemon. And one of them is how adorably overweight Pikachu is. He's like
he's
a
really
little
fat
round,
in
fat,
episode.
Fat mouse in it.
Jared, I'm sorry I yelled at you.
No, it needed to be done.
To be done.
I just couldn't think. I'm like, if you have games
well,
racing through your head,
I didn't
want to
just start shouting a bunch of games because that just confuses things.
I was really clever to say, like, well, just because it has a main character that's a human doesn't mean it's the most
popular.
Well,
I was thinking
character.
It might be some kind of, yeah, it was.
That was a really confusing question for you to answer because it was like, is this a popular
That's where I was leaning RPG. I was like, there's a few places that could go and Pokemon.
But
the
question to ask then is this a series that's still around today?
Yeah, that would have
been good too. And then when you ask, is it based unpopular like Nintendo properties. It's like, well, at the time it wasn't, but now it is. So I didn't know how to answer that one.
Well, they became popular very quickly, though, right? Yeah. I mean, yeah.
But at the time it was a new property.
Based on it is a weird way
like,
to say
it. Wasn't,
unfortunately,
like, it's Mario or Zelda.
Unfortunately,
or
I took it the other way around. I was like, oh man, it must have been something that was popular then.
I got a good one we
diminished.
Can use next time. Would you count this as a AAA game in the year it came out?
That's pretty good.
That's kind of hard to. I mean, was it?
So, yes.
Totally.
AAA handheld games? Is that even a thing? I don't know.
Craig Harris is crying somewhere right now.
I'm not sure Pokemon was AAA when it came out.
Yeah. Pokemon became AAA almost instantaneously.
Right, not the original.
Pokemon Red and Blue was developed by Game Freak, published by Nintendo in 1998.
Yeah. It blew up within
It has single and
weeks.
Multiplayer modes.
It took 2 years.
Yeah, it had the link, the Game Boy Link cable.
Yeah.
The Game Boy was almost a decade old.
Oh, so we could have asked multiplayer, yeah.
Almost a decade old when that thing came out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was 89 for the Game Boy. So yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I can't believe you actually referred to Pokemon as monsters. That's really, really short-sighted of you.
Pocket the Monster.
You asked him if he cast monsters.
No,
they're your friends.
In Japan,
every person in conversation at games points out how they're friends.
Well, is that series still called Pocket Monsters in
Japan? In Japan it is. In America, because of Monster in My Pocket, they're like, no, they disavow knowledge. But in Japan, kids would be like, Pocket the Monster, you know, all the time. Okay. Yeah.
It sounded like Dracula saying that. That was cool.
Blah. One Pikachu.
One Pocket Monster.
Two Pikachu.
Being real racist right now. Great game, everybody. That's all the scoops we have for you this week. Thank you, Justin. Thank you, Jared. Thank you, Sam. Remember, you can always reach us at the email address, gamescoop@ign.com. My name is Damon. This is IGN GameScoop, and we're out.
Thanks, Damon.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.